However, this week is Science Week Ireland. It'll run from the 13th until the 20th, so we're in the middle of it. And it's run every year since 1995. And the week-long event is supported by Science Foundation Ireland and aims to promote the benefits of learning about science. Now, under the theme of infinite possibilities, our society has shown our resilience and ability to withstand adversity, bouncing back from difficult challenges we face in our daily lives as a collective science. So science is the thing, maybe all the answers to the difficulties we're experiencing with biodiversity and with the climate is the answer in science. And we're celebrating, as I say, Science Week 2022. We're joined in studio now by Noel Doody, is water inspector, supervisor with Wicklow County Council. He's been working in the Water Services Department with Wicklow County Council for over 37 years. Started as a plumber, now he's the gaffer. So 37 years in a blink of an eye, Noel.
Yeah, it doesn't be long going by, I suppose. Particularly when you're doing something you enjoy, which I truly do. I have worked with a lot of good people over the years and have made the job very interesting.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, we never thought about water. You know, I mean, water was just in the tap in our house anyway, and that was it. And if there was a leaky pipe, sure, there was a leaky pipe and all that sort of stuff. But the focus now is on the value of water and conservation and indeed quality.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I suppose we all take it for granted, and it's not until you haven't got it that you really miss it. I suppose it's the same as electricity or anything else. And there's a lot of process in having good quality drinking water for the customers. And we are concentrating a lot now on trying to reduce our leakage and making sure that we have enough water for everyone 24/7.
Yeah, and I mean, what's the job to be done, particularly in Wicklow? I mean, how old are some of the piping systems and what difference are you making?
Yeah, some of the pipes could be well over 100 years old. A few years ago, I was actually working on a job and it was all gun barrel pipes. And the person said to me, he says, there was a fella called Paddy Doody put them pipes down in the 30s. And lo and behold, Paddy Doody was my grandfather. So we kind of have a history in relation to the water. But a lot of the pipes are old. And in fairness, there is a lot of work after happening in the last 4 or 5 years in replacing more of the older pipes, backyard, mains, lead services, and that helps, especially with bursts and stuff like that, where the newer pipes are able to withstand pressures and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of ongoing work in Wicklow. Our UFW, or our unaccounted for water, is at about 20%, which is probably one of the lowest in the country, which is something we're very proud of, you know.
Very good. And you were saying about some of the older materials that went into making the pipes. You mentioned lead there.
Yeah.
And we've heard, you know, it's what, an ongoing project to replace all those?
There is, yeah. And Irish Water have a programme in there for lead replacement. And if anyone knows that their service pipe is lead, they can contact Irish Water and apply to get that replaced. And again, there's all copper pipes and cast iron pipes and stuff like that. So there is a program in place to replace all them, and we've done a lot of work in the last few years on that, you know.
This building in Wicklow, and everybody will look for instantaneous, they move in, switch on the tap, there's the water. Yeah. Have we enough water?
Yeah, well, for instance, there we did leak detection in Arklow there 3 or 4 years ago, and we concentrated in Arklow town, and we were using 4.2 megalitres of water a day, which is over 4 million litres of water a day. And the lads spent a lot of time in there, the leakage crew lads, and we've actually reduced the daily demand from 4.2 megalitres down to 3 megalitres. So, you know, water conservation is very important. And if we can reduce the amount of water that's been wasted, it will help with new buildings and construction, you know.
Right, but it's not all down to you. It's also down to us, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, it's down to everyone. You know, I suppose when we talk about water conservation, us in Wicklow County Council Water Section and Irish Water think about, saving water through finding leaks. But there's also, on a daily basis, people trying to conserve water or not waste it to a certain degree, I used to be a devil for leaving the tap running at home and not putting the stopper in the sink and stuff like that. It's surprising how much water is wasted by just people not kind of thinking about that. There isn't an endless supply of it. And even during the summer this year, we would have had schemes where we struggled to keep up with the demand during the summer with the fine weather,
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of rain. Is that good? I mean, does Roundwood fill up or does all the other places in Wicklow?
Yeah, it brings its own challenges, and I know you'll have people later on the week talking about water quality and stuff like that, but it does put, when we get a lot of rain, it changes the colour of the water, and that can give our caretakers a big challenge in relation to make sure that the water is compliant going out. That it's up to the standard that it needs to be.
Right, so we'll have a lot of water, but not the right type.
Yes, exactly. It needs to be treated, It needs to go through a proper process. And if it doesn't meet that standard, well then, it's not allowed out to the network.
So with all this rain and all the reservoirs filling up and loads of water, does that mean it's okay to be a little more flahoolock for the droughty type parts of the year?
Well, I wouldn't say that, because to be honest, we use chemicals as part of the treatment process, and the more water we use and the more chemicals we have to use, the more power we have to use, and we're all talking about climate change and all of that now. So the more water we produce, the more expensive it's going to cost more money. So I suppose people should try and conserve water on a daily basis, let it be the summer or the winter. And I suppose we would see, in the fine weather, we definitely see our demand going up with people out watering flowers and gardens and trees. And like even this year, we had a small scheme that doesn't use that much water, but one person just left the hose running in the back garden. And it actually, we ended up having to tanker water into that area for 2 days, just because one person left the tap running for 24 hours.
It sounds like we could do more then.
Yeah, definitely.
As we run between the raindrops over the next while, I mean, what can we do to conserve water?
What I would encourage people, especially if you have a leak or you have a dripping tap, I would encourage people to get that fixed, and make sure, especially coming into the winter months now, just making sure that if you have outdoor taps or you have areas that you're not going to be visiting in the garden during the winter months, that you just check and make sure you've no leaking pipes and stuff like that,
And you act quickly. I mean, there's a listener on this morning said, "Oh, there's a bad leak in Rat New. It's on for weeks. When are they going to do something about it? Is it yours, first of all?"
Well, this is it too, I suppose, and especially this weather. People see water running down the road. It mightn't necessarily always be a leak, but we'd nearly always try to react. If we get a call in about a leak that's shown, we would always react to it that day, or if not today, definitely the following day. But I suppose the big challenge for our leakage crews is actually finding the leaks that are running away under the ground, and that people will see them going around with listening devices and sticks and stuff, listening sticks, and they're probably wondering what they're doing, but they're actually just sounding and listening to see, can they hear the leak escaping and running away under the ground,
Right, okay. But the big message is, conserve that stuff. It doesn't grow on trees. But, in spite of what we think with a load of water, it's very important to maintain.
Yeah, I know people think in a country like Ireland, where we have lots of rain, that water is an endless supply. But I suppose the thing to remember is, it has to be treated, and the treatment plant has to be able to to put up or to be able to supply the amount of water we require.
Yeah. Is it mad? Are we the only ones who put treated water onto flowers and flush the loo with treated water? And
yeah, I suppose it's something that people could look at, you know, with water butts and stuff like that, especially in the garden. You know, I know during the summer if it's a really dry spell, but, you know, does the garden need to be watered is the question. You know, the grass will come back, you know, in the winter when we get lots of rain, which we're, as you said, we're getting at the moment, you know.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in, Noel. Part of Science Week, looking at conservation, and this time this morning we were looking at water conservation, a very precious resource. And Noel Doody is Water Inspector Supervisor with Wicklow County Council. Thanks very much indeed for coming
thanks,
in,
Declan,
Noel.
Thanks best for of luck.
And well done all the work that you're doing. Well,